And I asked Joe what else is coming in the future for SignalShare. Is there a possibility for more personalization?
Go ahead.
Right now, we're not personalizing. It's like a consistent experience, no matter how you're viewing it. But one of the things that we're looking for and is on our roadmap is a more customized experience, right? So, you know, we can look back at the data. We can see, hey, how many times you've been to the venue, so we know what kind of person you are. We're tagging whether you're a season ticket holder. We know the spot, the venue that you're connecting in, so we know if you're in a VIP guest suite versus the GA areas. And our customers and our sponsors are looking to get, wanting to customize the experience as you log on to the network more. So our technology supports that. And now that we're starting to build up these data stores associated with each one of the event sites, in particular the permanent sites, right? Because a temporary event closes up shop and moves. Is it going to be the same thing next year? Maybe, maybe not. But on the permanent sites, that's where this all this starts to come in. And, you know, the way we'll start doing that, the way we're starting to look at that is just to be able to say, make it simple first, right? So being able to say, hey, we've seen that you've been here 10 times in the last 30 days. Here's a 10 or 15% off coupon in the pro shop. Then what we're looking to do is create more of this one-on-one environment where we know these are the players you're interested in because we can see the social content and what you're saying online, and we can use that data to kind of customize the experience within the portal itself. So we kind of start slowly stepping through that process because sometimes it can get a little tricky. You don't want to scare somebody. Like, they're like, wow, how do they know I'm interested in all this, right? So you kind of slowly want to start stepping that through. So that's going to be our process, much like when we first started building the networks, right? Provide good connectivity, then people are happy with connectivity. They're accepting of the fact that you're going to push content to them. So the same way, now that people are accepting of the content, they're spending a lot of time. We're finding an enormous amount of dwell time in our portal, and with this customized content, now we're going to start testing, you know, how we can make that content more a one-on-one experience from an engagement factor.
And wrapping up with Joe, I ask him if there's a way that a user of the portal of the network can maybe direct message, for lack of a better word, somebody to inform them of a problem or an issue, and like, you know, is done with the airlines or done with customer service type things. It all comes back to customer service, I would think.
Absolutely. So we are just announcing a partnership with a chat company who creates custom chat rooms, much like you would see with, you know, any of the chat programs that are out there. We're in the process of integrating them into the portal. So the portal has a toolbar just like you would see kind of in any native mobile app. And on that toolbar will be a chat with security or a chat with the event director, you know, those type of things. And so you'll be able to have a one-on-one chat with security. You'll be able to have a one-on-one chat with the event production team. And then if you expand that, obviously there's great things that you can do with that from a marketing perspective, right? And then create, not beyond one-on-one, start to create kind of group chats. So if you're a fantasy person and you play fantasy football or fantasy basketball, you know, you can have a fantasy chat room, but it's private to the network. It's not going out over the whole web. And one of the reasons for that is because the teams want to control the moderation of that, right? They don't want to have more social media to police. So the ability to create kind of these one-on-one private chat environments is something that is being looked at very heavily, and we're working to with a partner that we're going to be announcing shortly.
Sure. And last thing, I invite everyone to check out SignalShare.com for more information, but they are going to be running the Wi-Fi portal there at the Sands Expo and at CES in Las Vegas. So I asked Joe what kind of unique challenges that has in the offering.
I mean, there's a variety of them. from just from the logistics of it, right, and staging the environment, setting the environment up right. When you're dealing specifically with these expo environments and all of the vendors that you have out on the floor, it's the challenge there, and it's not even just with CES. It's like when we do IBM's events, SAP's events, like Sapphire, those type of things, is, the vendors will tend to want to bring in their own wireless equipment into the booth. You're handing them off a network connection, and then they're just plugging in whatever they want. So, our first biggest challenge is control and moderation of the spectrum and the wireless environment, right? So that, we can make sure that there's not, channel interference and all these things that contribute to a crappy wireless environment that you would experience as an attendee, right? So your first challenge is making sure that coordinating with the event, making sure that helping the event coordinate with vendors that are going to be setting up in the expo halls, and making sure that, we keep the environment as clean as we can. There's always going to be problems, but if you start from that aspect, then we can start focusing on the attendee side.
Great to talk with Joe this week, and also our partnership I want to mention here with the studio, as we do every week with Amazon. We have a link affiliate here, so modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs, especially with the holiday season. Really important here for the studio, and it's just a great thing to do to help support the programming we bring you, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. Thanks to Joe Costanzo of SignalShare for coming on with me this week on a pre-recorded interview. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.